biggest question that I get from so many fans that I've met is Ty from St. Louis? And you're not from St. Louis. I know you would think, but you're a diehard Rams fan.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit how you became such a big fan.
My parents and their parents were from Southern California and were huge Rams fans. So up in Oregon, we were getting sort of a pipeline of t-shirts and, you know, hats, and but not really knowing what they were, you know.
Yeah.
And then I remember first seeing the Rams on TV, which would happen like once or twice a year.
Right.
You know, that you would actually get to see the Rams on TV, and seeing how excited my dad was because it was his team. We all just had this experience of, like, with many sports, connecting to them through your parents, but also that thing of, it's a little bit of mystery because they were so far away, and it became our team, and we became really passionate about it in a way that's so weird to be passionate about a team that you weren't, you know, wasn't even in our state. So when they moved to St. Louis, it wasn't that big of a leap really for us because we never lived where the Rams were.
Yeah, which totally makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it was just like, well, the, you know, it's a different location, but the horns have never changed, thank goodness. You know,
exactly.
So it wasn't really, you know, it takes some effort to sort of stay fans, but nowadays it's actually easier.
Oh, yeah.
Where we get to watch every game, you know, I know more about the team than I ever have because of the interwebs.
I write a column for the Cardinals called Postcards from Hollywood, where I interview famous St. Louisans who are big parts of Cardinal Nation, and you said to me, gosh, it'd be so fun if we could do something similar, you know, with the Rams.
And I was like, the wheels started.
That's where it all, so literally a year in the making. We were actually going to try to have some of the Rams come to the set of Modern Family earlier this year, but you were shooting the Muppets
in London. That's right.
Muppets 2.
Yeah.
So it was just, it didn't work out scheduling wise, but we're like, let's try to get you to St. Louis. And then we jump on a flight, and it's just so surreal getting to do all this.
It's a big deal to us in the family because we, believe it or not, I have never been to a game in my life. This will be my first.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, this will be my first regular season game.
We need to tell Rams fans why you chose this weekend specifically.
Because of the throwbacks.
Yes, brilliant.
When you love a team from afar, the symbolism, the uniforms are incredibly important to you. You know, especially when you're growing up as a kid, that's kind of what we had to keep us from in the move to here. You know, it's the same theme. We'll just continue to be fans. So the uniform change was actually the hardest thing for us, way more than the changing of cities.
Right.
It was like, wait, no. Everybody kind of had like an identity crisis, but everybody stayed on the bandwagon. But to have the throwbacks are for us a big deal, as you can see.
You told me that right before Modern Family, you almost decided to quit the business. You were just kind of fed up with it. And I compare acting in a lot of ways to sports and football. Yeah. A lot of these players, you know, success is very slim. It's hard to come by. The careers are not long here.
There actually are a lot of similarities. I draw a ton of inspiration from athletes because I think fundamentally they're kind of, it sounds weird, but they're built on the same structure of like, of you do your job in front of lots of people.
Yeah.
And if your moment is over, you can kind of like, you're done. Athletes have it much more difficult.
Right.
It's a much smaller fraternity to be, well, in particular, a quarterback, but to be even an offensive lineman where there are five of you, there's still only like 200 job openings total. The tough part about the thing with sports is that it comes often at the expense of somebody else.
Well, look at what happened with Kurt Warner and Trent Green.
Yeah, exactly. Know? That's always kind of a rough thing, and I think it's probably hard for those players to deal with, like, well, this is my chance.
Yeah. It's, what do they say? It's luck meets preparation meets opportunity.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is.
And also, you know, watch the weak side, box and contain, and cover the Y route.